So, Phil Johnson over from the UK to take part in the Donegal International Rally. What are your impressions of everything this weekend?
Well, it's just crazy. Absolutely wonderful. You guys are so friendly and welcomed us so much. And I just think it's great that there's a special lane on the inside of the roads that you've got specially marked with yellow hash marks, especially for rally cars to go down when there's a queue.
Well, that's a nice coincidence.
Well, it was very helpful. At least it managed to help get us through. But I mean, some of the stages here are absolutely superb, and I mean they're iconic: Nocala and Atlantic Drive, and so on. Planet Head, just absolutely brilliant. So yeah, we're just aiming to get to the finish, and we are trying to beat some of you Irish guys, but I think we'll probably struggle.
Yeah. And tell me, when did you first hear, how long ago, about the Donegal Rally?
Oh, well, I've been rallying for over 30 years, and it's always been an iconic event. Of course, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and it's just one of those, you know, epic events. I mean, I've done the Roger Albert Clark Rally back in back home, and you know, that's, again, it's a big event, but this is equal to it or even better, I would say.
And being a three-day event, it's very demanding.
Absolutely, particularly on tarmac, because it puts so much strain through the, you know, the every component in the car, that you've really got to have the car in tip-top condition. We've had a bit of a prop shaft issue, which we're sort of coping with, fuel pressure issues, so yeah, it's anything can happen.
And tell us about your escort.
Well, it was actually built by a guy called Simon Major, who maybe some of your listeners will have heard of, who's competing in the south of England. And he actually won Jersey Rally with that car. It's got a 2.5 litre engine and usual sort of modified components. The body shell's all modified, and it's got Raiga suspension all round and so on. So it's set for the job, really, but whether the driver is or not is another matter.
So the hope is to get round the rest of today and tomorrow and finish off on a high.
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the crowds back in Letterkenny at the end of Sunday. I'll be absolutely shattered, but after that I'll be heading for a Guinness.